What's up? I'm so glad you decided to tune in to episode 38 of Entertainology. First and foremost, welcome. I'm your host, Ava Jordan, and my pronouns are she, her. I'm a teenage singer, songwriter, actress, author, podcaster, and poet. If you like what you hear, you can check me and my social media platforms out at the link in the description. Without further ado, let's get into it. Astrology is something that's seeped more and more into popular culture today. But what is it? What does it mean? In this episode, I'm going to do some research and share what I've learned about this popular concept. So let's get started. First of all, what is astrology? Astrology is defined by Oxford Languages as the study of the movements and relative positions of celestial bodies interpreted as having an influence on human affairs and the natural world. In simpler terms, astrologists interpret things like phases of the moon and planetary orbits and how they affect ideas like our moods, personalities, current events, and more. You've probably heard of the zodiac, associated with astrology, of course. Oxford Languages describes the zodiac as a belt of the heavens within about 8 degrees either side of the ecliptic, including all apparent positions of the sun, moon, and most familiar planets. It is divided into 12 equal divisions or signs. And that's the common Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. So, what's a birth chart? A birth chart, also known as a natal chart, is a map of where all the major planets and celestial bodies were located at the time you were born. You might know, for example, your sun sign based on your date of birth. However, birth charts show all the other aspects, not just your sun sign. For example, this is where you could figure out your big three, which are your sun, moon, and rising signs. There are plenty of websites out there where you can calculate your birth chart, but let's talk about what each celestial body supposedly affects. Your sun sign is what influences yourself, your main concerns. It's the reason it's the main sign. Your moon sign influences your emotions, your instincts, your habits. Your Mercury influences your communication, intellect, and reason. Your Venus sign influences love, beauty, and art, which is also interesting considering in Greek mythology, Venus is the Roman name for the Greek goddess Aphrodite, who is the goddess of love and beauty. Next, your Mars sign affects your action, desire, and aggression. Your Jupiter sign influences your expansion, optimism, and abundance. Your Saturn sign affects your restriction, pessimism, and structure. So really, Jupiter and Saturn are opposites. Your Uranus sign influences rebellion, eccentricity, and upheaval. Your Neptune influences your imagination, dreams, and delusions. And your Pluto influences your transformation, obsession, and power. I hope this episode gave you a clearer understanding of astrology. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed. Remember to tune in and follow Entertainology on Instagram and Twitter. That's all for today. Ava Jordan, signing off.